beginning Mukta Machmas Gufa. The goal is to get through Shinches Sifim Vav all the way to Yutes. Most of what we're going to discuss today should be relatively straightforward. There isn't a lot in the Gemara or in the Rishonim that's necessary to do before getting to Halacha. So let's immediately jump, and particularly because we want to cover ground, let's immediately jump into the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Vav. Sif, we've done every Sif through Dalid. Hey, hopefully we'll get back to later on. Kol HaKelim Shenishbru, Afilu B'Shabbos, Mutu L'Taltol Shivreim. All Kelim that are broken, you're allowed to carry their broken pieces. In other words, just because the Keli is not in its original state that it was in prior to Shabbos, nevertheless, it's not necessarily mukta. Of course, the category that we're discussing over here is the category of mukta machmas gufa, which we saw in the Beis Yosef's Hakdama, is different than the other three categories of mukta because this is not a kli. So the question over here is, what happens if you have a keli that broke? So you would have thought that's not a kli. But ubelvachi ruim l'shem malacha, as long as it's rotui for some malacha, then it's considered something that is not mukta. Kigoyim. Shivrei areva lechasas ba'achavis. If you have a broken piece of a trough that could be used to cover a barrel, the shivrei zchuches lechachas pach. Avom eina ruim l'shum malacha loy. But if it doesn't have any purpose, then it's going to be mutza. V'nishbru b'makom shi'cholim lahazik. The Rama adds, k'gon zchuches shenishbar l'shulchan al b'makom shaholchem muta l'tatle hashvarim k'dil fenosan shelo yusku. We do have an important rule, and that is that due to Hezek, the halacha would be that Tiltul Muktzah is going to be mutter. By the way, just to compare, we're not going to spend too much time, we're not going to spend time on it, but compare this carte blanche heter that you have, that if there's any Hezek that can take place due to the Muktzah, automatically there is no Muktzah. Compare that to Sif Yud Ches. We're there are times that when it comes to the chshash of hotzah, we're only matir shema yusku ba rabbi. That if you have something in a karmelis, there it's only mutter shema yusku ba rabbi. However, when it comes to muktzah, there, the straight up halacha muktzah, there, as long as it's some shchiach to be mazik, then the halacha would be, one would be allowed to be metaltal muktzah. So halacha lemaisa, what that means is that any time you have this happens, that you have a piece of a plate that broke, so then in such a case, once the plate broke, one would be allowed to clean up the plate, even without tiltul menatzah, tiltul megufo, you're allowed to directly move that item away. I like to joke, the yeshiva is learning Bava Kama this year. It's a tragic joke that often you could have somebody that's sitting and learning Bava Kama, and he's being lefalpel, bor tes, and a bor yud, and he has his briefcase sitting in the middle of the aisle, and that's a bor d'oraisa. So the mitzvah to be mesalek hezek is a very, very important mitzvah. Remember, my father-in-law maybe well once had a shaila about a fruit tree. I had a fruit tree, of course. There's an issur to cut down a fruit tree, and they lived on the block of Tarvadas. And he asked Rabelski that the branches were bending towards the Rishus HaRabim. What should he do? So Rabelski says, no shaila. You have to cut it down. Of course you have to cut it down. Even though it's an issur d'oraisa to cut down a fruit tree. But if the branches are bending into the Rishus HaRabim, so then it's a davar pashut. Then in such a case, there's no problem to cut it to cut it down. So there's a mitzvah to be mesalek hezek. That's this mitzvah. Because this mitzvah, therefore the halacha would be that one would be allowed to move the item. It is interesting that the Mishnah Brura, take a look at Sifkat and Lamed, Shelo Yusku Ben, Avim Hu Shel Cheres Asla Fanosan, De Matsui Kol Kach Hezek. It's only those things that are likely to do Hezek. V'afo Pishek Shudor Salem Mishabram, Mikol Mokom Mutu Dover Shem Eskavim Hu, V'dafku L'Fanosan Bi Yadayim Masur. Even those things that don't have a lot of Hezek, the only time it's going to be Asur to do is with your hands. So this picks up from last time's shir. The Mishnah Brura in the last line on page 210 says, "Avol muter l'tchosan biraglov." You're allowed to kick it with your leg. The titul muktza begufay muter. The titul begufay is going to be muter. Reb Nisim pointed out a nice ha'ara that from here you see that the Mishnah Brura didn't say that it needs to be the makom hefsid. There's no inyan of hefsid at all that's mentioned. So it could very well be that this would be a raya to those like Rasim Chabunim Kohn, who understood that the Mishnah Brura from last week, who said Toltel Min Atzad is only Mutter Makom Hefsed, that just means Makom Tzorech. Doesn't mean Makom Hefsed Gadol. By the way, I looked up that Shevet HaLevi, and it's not Mefurish in the Shevet HaLevi as clear as the way that Dirshu says it, that you need a significant amount of Hefsed. So therefore, as we concluded last time, the Makom Tzorech, the Halach is that's going to be Mutter. Okay, so this is a parenthetical remark of the Ramah. For Muktzah Machmas Gufo, we get into Siv Zayin, and quite a few nuances that are going to be very important in terms of halacha l'maisa. The Mechaber says as follows: Chatichas keres shenishbra b'chol mikli uruui lechasos b'chli muto l'taltala afilu b'makom she'en kelim mitzuyim sham lechasos amba. The Mishnah Brura points out that Siv Zayin has a chidush over Siv Vav. The chidush in Siv, one of the chidushim in Siv Zayin that is over Siv Vav, is that even if it's not common to use this shard to cover as a kli, nevertheless, the halacha is that as long as it could be used as a shard, then it's going to be, as a cover, then it's going to not lose its identity as a kli. Which brings out a very, very important point. And that is, even if functionally you're not going to use it as a kli, if it can work as a kli, it's still not going to become muktzah. Continues the Mechaber, Vim zarka la'ashma bib'oid yoim asa l'taltla. But if you throw it into the garbage when it's still day, that shows that you don't want to use it. In other words, if it was a cheres that could still have been used as a kli, but you threw it in the garbage, then it's going to be muktzah. Kivan shebatla miyos od kli, because it's no longer being used as a kli. So the bottom line is, at first glance, that anything that's been thrown into the garbage is going to be considered muktzah if it was thrown into the garbage when it was day. However, if it was thrown into the garbage, in other words, Friday. However, what if the halacha be if you threw it in on Shabbos? So take a look at the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Lamed Beis Shenishbara Bechol. Vuadin Shenishbara B'Shabbos Kamo Shekas Sif Vav Elo Dinokat Bechol Mishum Zeifa Dizark L'Ashu V'Od Yom Dim Zarka B'Shabbos Shari L'Taltla Afil Kishenishbara M'Od Yom. If it was thrown away on Shabbos, so then in such a case one could be metaltled even if it broke during the day. Kivan Shebein Ashmashos Hayadayin Ala Shever Torah's Kli. So Rabosa, here we have the very important rule that has been dancing around, and that is the sugya of Bein Ashmashos. Muktzah is going to be defined, and we're going to have to sharpen this as the shiur goes on today. Muktzah is going to be defined by Bein Ashmashos. Migud iskatzai le Bein Ashmashos, iskatzai le kule yoma, the Gemara tells us in the third parak. So, if you have an item that was ra'uy to be used as a kli, even if it was a shard, as long as it was right to be a kli, so then it wasn't muktzah bein hashmashos. So if you throw it away on Shabbos, so then in such a case, it's still not going to be muktzah. It has to be that you threw it away on Shabbos. Now, there are a few steps over here, so I've been saying, I just want to make sure that I've tied all the loose ends before I take your ha'aros. If you take a look in the Be'er Halacha, the Ibra Maschel, the Im Zarka, the Be'er Halacha points out that we have another sif. That's Sif Yud Beis, and we need to internalize Sif Yud Beis with the Mishnah Brura there to get to the first step of Halacha L'maisa. When I say the first step, we're not even yet at disposable plates and things like that. When do they become muktzah? Do they become muktzah, etc., etc.? Step number one is to still talk about the kalim in the time of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura, and then step number two, we'll discuss how this applies to many different utensils today. So the next component over here to this basic halacha of what is considered a kli, and when do you say that it's muktzah due to migud iskatzai bein hashmashos, is we need sif yud beis. Says the Mechaber, shiyare machtzalos. Now, I've made reference to this before, but we need to do it again. Shiyare machtzalos. If you have leftovers of a mat, mutu l'tatlam, that's also not muktzah. Dechazu l'chasos bo tenufa. Because it could be used to cover up a mess. Vimzarkan la'ashma bod yom, asa l'taltala. But if you threw it into the garbage, then it's asa l'taltala. So Rabosai, if you have a gauze pad, right? A gauze pad that was even cut in half, as long as it's gima etzpos al gibel etzpos, according to many opinions, particularly if a gauze pad would be used, gimel etzpos, as the Mechaber brings out in Sifu Gimel, then in such a case, it's not going to be mutza. When will it be mutza? Im zarkon la'ashpa. If you throw it into the garbage, mibod yom, then it's going to be mutza. So the general rule of thumb is the stuff in the garbage is going to be mutza. However, there's an important caveat over here in the Mishabura Sifkatan Nun Aleph. And maybe in the Beis Medrash, we'll have to refine a little bit more these halachos in practical terms. And as in Tavshinayin Tess. Says the Mishabura in Sifkatan Nun Aleph, Ubamachsela Shlema Afilu Zarkala Ashpa Mutter, Debatla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. Even though we've learned the halacha that you follow the Balabayas, and the Balabayas is going to be Koveya, the halachos of mukta, as we've delineated two shiurim ago. However, there still is going to be a rule of batla daito etzel kladim. When do we say the action of the balabais before Shabbos is going to define whether it's mukta? That's when the balabais is normal. He's got to be a normal guy. Only if he's normal. If, however, the fellow is not normal, so then in such a case, he's not going to be koveya the status of that kli. So what happens if you have a balabayas that threw away, it's the wealthy guy in the street. And the wealthy guy in the street throws out his sofa. And often what will happen is somebody else will come and take the sofa. So then in such a case, then the halacha would be, it would seem to me, that it's not mukta. And for that matter, it doesn't have to be as expensive as a sofa, but for that matter, any kli, that's a kli shalem, that the balabayas himself has decided not to use, but is usable for everybody else, then in such a case, that would not qualify as falling into either the muktzah of Sif Zayin or the muktzah of Sif Yud Beis. Now, in Sif Yud Gimel, we do have the idea that even, I mentioned the gauze pad, a gauze pad that is Gimel Atzpos, El Gimel Atzpos, is still Mutter L'Taltlan, that you're still allowed to be metaltel that thing because it's Chazion L'Aniyim. So that's a very, very small piece of thing. Would that still apply today? So in the back of your booklet, I photocopied a short one-liner from Rav Vosner, maybe halfway through, in Chelek Mem, Oz Beis, he points out that it could be that this halacha no longer applies today. A sofa is normal for someone to reuse. However, if you had a piece of a gauze pad laying around, he says he's not sure. Let me be even more halachically accurate over here. If you had the piece of an undershirt that was gimel atzpos or gimel atzpos, so that we saw that if it's the baal bais is an ani, so then in such a case it's still considered a kli. So Rav Ozer just points out v'tzarachin ladina bizman hazeh. She'ein gam echad afilu ani biyoser shemakshin pachas migimel al gimel. V'afilu gimel al gimel nir de mitzias kezehu muktza gomer. So if you had a piece of an undershirt, so then in such a case, that would not be considered something that would be a kli. By the way, there is one instance in a Jewish household why they would give chashivas to an undershirt. This might be helpful for you, Amir Tzashem, if you go on vacation and your wife forgot to bring a bedika cloth. So in such a case, that is a good thing to use. You know, you give, instead of giving your tzela, you're giving your ribs, so you give a piece of your undershirt. So then in such a case, that might be, from a washed undershirt, that might be a good thing to use as a bedika cloth. So every once in a while, it could be, in our Jewish life, a gimel al gimel etzpos would qualify as something that's ro'ui l'zeh. But in general, Rav Vosner just points out that we have to adjust the realities to today's time. Once upon a time, a little bit of cloth had value for an ani. Even today, a little bit of cloth would not have a value for an ani. So therefore, to crunch, if you had a piece of an undershirt that didn't seem to have any purpose, so therefore, even if you didn't throw it in the garbage, but it just simply was sitting around the house, so then in such a case, that would be something that would qualify as muktzah. Yes, Rav David.
I just don't understand what you're saying about a gauze pad. Unused gauze pad, is, no matter how small it is meant to be that size.
So what I meant to say was something that had cut off, been cut off from a larger gauze pad. That's what I was referring to. Okay. So this is step number one that I was referring to. Rabbi Tzion, you wanted to okay. So in the Be'er Halacha, in Dibra Maslim Zarka, you basically have what I pointed out to you from Sif Yud Beis. But I thought seeing it inside would be a lot more helpful. Take a look at the Be'er Halacha and Dibra Maslim Zarka. Hainu afilu kishi adayin ruyel machta rishona. Even if it's ra'ui, but you throw it out. Uraya lekamon gavish yore machzalos. Desham royel machta rishona kide isa b'gemara. Fafilu achi osir kishi zarka. If you throw it out, so then in such a case, then it's going to be mukzah. And then the Be'er Halacha points out in his parentheses, but that's only those things that are not a kli shalim. If it's a kli shalim, then even if you throw it out, it doesn't necessarily make it mukzah. Okay, how does this play out, halacha l'maisa, for us today? So here, there are important discussions in regards to disposable utensils. So disposable utensils, we could ask a few questions about. First of all, what happens if you have disposable utensils that have been thrown away prior to Shabbos? They were used before Shabbos. Is that going to be muktzah? Let's say Friday was rushed and the kids were eating cereal in the kitchen table. The Shabbos table is already ready. The kids were eating cereal at the kitchen table and they left out the bowls, and in other words, you have used disposable things that are sitting over there. Rabbosai, there might be a shiloh of muktzah, right? Now,
they were used and thrown.
Mirtzah Hashem in a couple of years. It was Siyata Deshmaya. So what happened was that the kids were either, it was Friday, and you were late for making an early Shabbos to your wife's disappointment, and so then you gave the kids something to eat. I'm teasing you. And you give the kids something to eat. And then what happens is, so you went into Shabbos and you have used paper plates sitting on the kitchen table. So now you have a real shiloh muktzah. Now let's analyze this muktzah. What happens over here? Paper plates. What do you do with paper plates? You throw them away. If you throw away paper plates, l'chur it's muktzah. So if it's muktzah, so then what would that mean? This is muktzah machmas. You tell me. It's not klisha malachta list. It's muktzah machmas gufa. So you're stuck. L'chura you would have, unless you're going to stand. So that will be the next shir. The next shir we have to discuss is graf shel ri'i. Graf shel ri'i means that if you have, urine or feces, so then in such a case, then because of kavod abrios, that's mutter. It's a little bit different. Then the reason I was looking for those words is to emphasize it's a little bit different than paper plates. So that will be a discussion. But the bottom. So what is your etza we know of right now? The only etza we have is you stack up two chairs on top of each other and you kick off with your feet. So then maybe in such a case, if it's muktzah, so then that's our etza. Unless you'll be able to convince us that it's considered a graf shel ri'i. And then that would be mutter as well. So let's see what the poskim say. So, what's that? I'm listening.
Why does it only become muktzah when you throw it out? Why is it still on the table? Why is it not? Why is it muktzah?
Oh, so the shaila here would be as follows: that since this item has no purpose, right? Because what do you do with it? You normally throw it out, so why would you need to throw it out? The halacha is that if you have something that's not usable at all, then even prior to throwing it out, it's muktzah. In other words, let's put it in the words of Shulchan Aruch. When did we say Siv Zayin, the halacha is that the chatichas karis is not muktzah? It has a purpose. This, what type of purpose does it have?
You're stuck. No other plastic plates.
Oh, very good. Okay, so that might be enough. In other words, the bottom line is that you could say, no, come on. This is not close to muktzah machmas gufo. At the end of the day, if you're out of plastic plates, you might even reuse a plate. You would rinse it off and use a plate again. So that's what most poskim say. And that could be found in 46. Unfortunately, I left my Sefer Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos at home. I wanted to photocopy it for you, but the Dirshu has it over here. Number 46. V'chein kelim chad pamiyim b'Shabbos sheyislach lechu mishimush sheshtimush bahem b'erev Shabbos v'daitel dezarkam ba'ashpa das Rav Yoshev, and that's how Rav Karp quotes him there. She'enam mukza v'pnei she'b'shas hatchak efshir l'rachtzon shuv l'shtamish bahem. So bottom line is that these paper plates are not going to be considered mukza, because at the end of the day, it could be reused. It's not like something that's less than gimel atzbos el gimel atzbos. It's not something you've thrown into the garbage. In such a case, it won't be mukzah. So very good. That's, Rav David, you're right. But even more than that, yes?
Plastic can be used, but not real paper.
Depends on what's going on.
I mean, it has to be real fancy, but...
Even the paper, it's not so na'im, but at the end of the day, it's reusable. It's reusable, not only plastic.
If it was used like a really long time ago, so they start to fall apart.
Right. I think in our case, the Friday afternoon cereal, I think, even if it was a plastic bowl, I think it's...
I think it was fine.
I'm sorry, paper bowl. Even a paper bowl, I think, would be fine. Yeah?
In terms of... At least halachos, in terms of... Very definitely in a case where you had an Erev Shabbos, you had the cereal,
right?
Because then you have Nigud Diskatsoi.
Right.
So, is Nigud Diskatsoi, does that mean that's the only way someone can become Muksa?
That's the hardest part of today's shiur. We're going to get that. I'm listening. I just want to point out to you, just in terms of getting a sense of, usually I spell out what the structure of the shiur is. So if you take a look, you have all of these classic examples of Muktzah Machmas Gufo is the first bunch of stuff. And then in the middle, Muktzah Machmas Parenthesis Nishbar, V'nafkin Bina L'misha Shina Daito, that's going to get involved with the conceptual question that you're discussing.
The other conceptual question on this?
Yes.
Do we say Migud Diskatsoi Likula? Like, do I say...
The answer is absolutely yes.
We do say
that. Absolutely. Absolutely. What are the parameters, and is everything defined by Migud Diskatsoi? We'll get to it, but the answer is absolutely. We can say Migud Diskatsoi.
So nothing can ever become Muktzah Machmas Gufo.
That I didn't say. That, Mir Tzashim, we're going to get to. That's a Mag Avram, it's Rabbi Kiva Eger. It gets involved with some nuance. But we're starting Mehakal Elakab. As opposed to starting with the Lamdas, we'll start with the clear Halachos. Okay, so that is in regards to the instance of something that was used and you left out. What about disposable things that were thrown into the garbage? Are those Muktzah? It was thrown into the garbage on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you threw it into the garbage. So Rabosai, as I said, we're going to get to next time, taking out the garbage in general is a real, real shaila. B'pashtos, this is not halach lamaisa. But if you go the simple reading of Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, I have news for you. The bottom line is that your garbage is Muktzah, and you're stuck, and you're not allowed to move it. Okay? Unless you create Ribbon Zion's heter of calling it a graf shuri'i. So therefore, if garbage is muktzah, so if you tell, if here you were a little bit of a better of a husband. What you did was you cleaned up before you ran out to mincha, and then now I want to know whether the garbage is going to be muktzah or not. Leaving aside the heter of graf shuri'i. So if you take a look in 45, so they quote from Reb Nissim Karelitz that it's not muktzah. Not only are we going to say that when it comes to the bowl that's left out, it's not muktzah, even if you threw it into the garbage. So then in such a case, then it's not going to be muktzah, provided that you threw it in on Shabbos. I start off with Erev Shabbos, so let's start with Shabbos. Provided that you threw it in on Shabbos itself. If you threw it in on Shabbos itself, then it's not going to be muktzah. If, however, you threw it in before Shabbos, so then in such a case, then what do you have? You have something that's not a kli, that's not really a functional kli, and you were matchit biyadayim, you already threw it away. So then in such a case, that will qualify in the category of zarkam la'ashpa, and then it will be muktzah. Interestingly, I did not have the opportunity to look this up. In 45, they quote that Rav Shlomo Zalman does disagree. He says that they would be considered muktzah if they're already used and thrown into the garbage, because then what you did was you had entirely taken something that wasn't usable and made it muktzah, which responds, Rabban Zion, to your question. And that is, that it's straight up halacha, that the halacha is, it's a kli, that was a kli on Friday night, Bein HaShemashos, but it breaks, so then in such a case, then the kli is going to be muktzah on Shabbos itself. Let's take a look and see that in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'davka chaticha scheres, mishum da'asim mishum v'kri, avol dover she'en bo shaychus kli, kigons, sroros o avonim, afol pishu'uyim l'chasus b'em kli, aser l'taltalo, that you can't be metaltal a kli, a shvarim kli, if they have no purpose. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah spells out that if you have a kli that broke on Shabbos itself, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that if it doesn't, if it's not roi lekach, it's going to be muktzah. That's what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Beis. So if you have a kli that was broke on Shabbos itself, and it doesn't have any purpose, then in such a case, it's going to become muktzah. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, the same thing in regards to this kli that you use. Yes, if the kli is sitting on the table, so then in such a case, then he would agree that you could wash the kli out, and it would not be considered muktzah. But the moment in which you've put it in the garbage, so then in such a case, you're making it clear that to you it's considered mamish, like eitzim v'avonim, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be muktzah. So it's a machlokis between Reb Nissim Karelitz and Reb Shlomo Zalman, what happens when it makes its way into the garbage. If, however, you threw it in on Erev Shabbos, then it would seem that Lekulei Alma it would be considered muktzah, because once it's been in the garbage itself and you were matcha b'yadayim, you showed that you didn't want it, so then Lekulei Alma, it's going to be muktzah. Okay, so this is in regards to those items. In the Shvus Yitzchak, in Dalid Beis, they repeat a lot of what I just said, and then they quote Rav Yashiv as saying the following. Let's take a look at Oz Gimel, page Nun Vav. Ubeber alacha, dibar maskel ve'im, didafke shever kliz mikasel ashman vatel shem kli menu. Achim zarek kli shalem lo batel menu shem kli. If you throw a full-fledged kli in, then still not muktzah, the batel daito. V'niradim zarak me ba'od yom, that's our last case, if you threw chad pami into the garbage, kli chad pami or bakbuk plastic, la'achar shimush behem, batel mehem shame kli, then it certainly loses its shame kli. Dekivan da'aderech lezarkam la'ashpa la'achar shimush behem, lo shayach lomer bazeh batel daito. There's no batel daito. So in truth, it is true that a wine bottle could be reused. It's even true that a plastic or paper bowl could be reused. But if the moment in which you've thrown it into the garbage, most people don't use it at that, even before throwing it into the garbage, don't reuse it. Certainly when you throw it in, there's no room to say that this bottle died plates will call them. If you threw a regular plate in, a piece of china, a glass plate into the garbage, then we would say batla daito etzel kol adam, and then in such a case it wouldn't become muktzah. However, in a case of where you threw a plastic bottle into the garbage, or you threw a wine bottle into the garbage, then in such a case that would be muktzah. So those are our three cases. Again, to review, if it's sitting out on the table, the kulei alma is going to be considered not muktzah. If you threw it in on Shabbos, so then in such a case, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that it's muktzah, and Rav Nissim Karelitz argues that it's not. If you threw it in on Erev Shabbos, so then in such a case, Migud Iskatzoi Ben Ashmoshos for sure will say that it's not going to be considered muktzah. Okay? Those are our three categories. Yeah?
What's Rav Karelitz's reasoning?
Rav Karelitz's reasoning is very beautiful. He says that at the end of the day, since the kli is ro'ui lekach, the only time that we're going to say that Zarka la'ashpa on Shabbos makes it muktzah is if the kli is not ra'i at all. The kli can't be ra'i. Since the kli was ra'i, so then in such a case, throwing it in is not going to change the halacha. In contrast, to if you take something that has the potential to be a kli, but is not a kli shalim, and you throw it out on Erev Shabbos, what did we say? Then it is going to be considered mukta. The only exception is when you took a full kli. The example we gave was a sofa. But it's hard to imagine, or even for that matter, a regular functional glass plate. But it's hard to imagine that disposable things could be considered a kli shalem that we saw in the Mishnah Bura, Sif Katan Nun Aleph, that even if you throw in a kli shalem into the garbage before Shabbos, it's not going to be considered mukta. This is not a kli shalem. And there it would seem that all the aposkim disagree. The only place that they'll have the disagreement is as we mentioned before. Similarly, there is a very important ha'ara that Rav Shlomo Zalman makes on a piece that we learned when we did Korea. This appears in Chelek Gimel, in the Tikkunim Emiluim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. It's on the other side of the Tihila Ladavu, right before the Shemur Shabbos Kilchasa. In Ha'ara Yud Aleph, talks about milk bags. What is the status of a milk bag after its use on Shabbos? So on page Yud Beis, halfway through the page, Sham Lefnei Ad Kan Devarav LaHosif Ula'achar. This was Rav Shlomo Zalman after he went through it, the Shemur Shabbos Kilchasa, talking about his heter of opening milk bags on Shabbos that we learned previously. He said Ula'achar Shasakis Nisrokna Legamri Me'acholav. If the bag is entirely emptied from the milk. Mistaber, here Rabbi say, ready for Rav Shlomo Zalman gave us a big kula for opening bags. Here comes Rav Shlomo Zalman's big chumra after the kula. Mistaber shenasta muktza v'lechein imroitzel zarku lahachnis acheres. So if you want to throw it out, you can't throw it out. So what do you do? Rabbi say, here, let me pose it to you as a shaila. So the bag, you are allowed to open, but you have to leave the bag where you opened it. Now it's muktza. So who has a solution? Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, that's worse than a plastic plate, a plastic bowl. Because the bag has mamish no purpose. No one reuses the bag. So anybody have an eitza?
Leave a little bit left. That's what I
leave a little left? The other eitza is that if you leave it in the plastic dispenser, so it's tiltul min atzad. So in tiltul min atzad, it would be mutter. Said Sarach Leilach im Hamechel. If you go with the thing, the Makom Sherotz Hashem Lizvo Kenaros Hamechel, it's going to be mutter. Then he asks, "What about Bittul Kli Mechanov Mevin Yavin?" And he answers that question.
Yeah, that comes from interesting shaila in terms of does the Mechel become a basis?
That's his question. It's not going to be a bus because it wasn't that way by Ben Hashmashos.
But if it's on
so that's Bittul Kli Meirchana. Shlomo Zalman asks that question himself. Yes, Riyak.
When it became Muksa, meaning you pick it up ahead, so shouldn't you be able to move it wherever you want?
That would only be by Klisha Machtel Issa, not Muksa Machan Skufa.
Of course. Right. He has the Magen Avraham, just not how he passed
him. Magen Avraham. Oh, okay. Magen Avraham that when you picked it up, right? So Mishaburu didn't pass in that way, right? Yafeh. Nachon. If you're the Magen Avraham, maybe there's room to be matzik. I didn't think of that. Yafeh. Right, but we don't pass in that way. Okay. So that's the bottom line in terms of all these this disposable generation, all of these new halachos that we didn't have before. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Daled goes through many examples of things that are muktza machmas gufo. For example, if you take a look, first word online is V'rabim Nechshalim Bazeh. He says, Psila, a wick, Nikros Kli, that's called a Kli, V'afil Nidukot Tzas Mimenu B'Shav Shavra. The wick is not going to be considered muktza machmas gufo. Of course, it's a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser, says the Mishnah Berurah, five lines before the wide, Vedino Kaklisha Malachto the Isser, Shemutal Tatal Tsarkufun Koma. But if it's a broken part of the candle, then it's going to be Asr. And then the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Magen Avraham, says on the first wide line, Umikan Margalo Bepume di Inshe, he says there are people who make the following mistake. They say, Tumutal Tatal Ner Shalom Shalchelo Shava, Kadesh Loti Pase Ronero, Litna Leni Hudi Shiadlikan Ma'atsan Vitoine. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah just goes on a polemic and says a lot of times people are metaltel lamps and so on, and they are really a kli shemelachto leiser, and that's going to be problematic. 2 points. Number one, on this line, I mentioned to you I was going to come back to Rav Nevensal's amazing heter that he told me on Thursday. Rav Nevensal said to me, as Rav Yaakov had pointed out, that we found a collector's item where Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was cholik on the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Rav Yaakov pointed out to me that's how they presented in the new Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I presented it as a havamin Rav Shlomo Zalman, but Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa not only having a havamina in the Mincha Shlomo, as holding that a fan is a kli shemalachto leheter. It's a kli shemalachto leheter. Why? Because a kli shemalachto leiser is something that you turn on and off. So a phone is a kli shemalachto leiser. A tape recorder is a kli shemalachto, an MP3 is a kli shemalachto leiser. And so on and so forth. Those things that you're constantly turning off and on. However, a fan, you don't turn off and on. So therefore, he has a havamina. Rav Nevensal said he passed like this. So Rav Nevensal sits where he sits in a tivarie. He has a lamp right over his shtender. So I said to him, according to the svara that you said, Rav Nevensal himself, when I showed him the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he said, why? He said, he thinks he took as a dark pastor the Kli Shemalachto Lehetter. I was very taken aback because I never heard that before, that a fan, aside from that Hava, I mean, Rav Shlomo Zalman. But Taki, he took his Dar Pashut. He has a lamp that's sitting over his shtender. So I said that Rebbe would say that the lamp is also a Kli Shemalachto Lehetter. Because when you turn it on, you leave it for an extended period of time. You don't turn it off. He said, yes. This is the biggest heter in Hilchos Mokseh that we've had in the entire Zman. That anything that's not, you're not consistent, you don't consistently turn on and off, should, and it's something that's attached to the wall, you don't move it around and so on. There's a klisha malachta leheter, could be moved, michama l'tzel. So this that we learned, that a lamp is going to be a problematic, those are the lamps that are moved around. But a lamp that's not moved around, in such a case, that's going to be mutter as a klisha malachta leheter. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Similarly, yeah?
That's assuming that it's plugged in when Shabbos begins.
That's correct. Only some would be that would be plugged in and not a movable lamp. Correct. Not a movable lamp. That would already, something that's already movable. You know, nowadays you have the movable fans as well. Like the kids carry around, my kids have water bottles with fans on top of the water bottle. So that and such, that would be something that you turn on or off. Yeah, because you're much more likely to put it on or off. Okay. Finally, just one more point in this Mishnah Berurah Lamed Daled, I just want to bring out that another thing that we were mefalpel previously is mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Ubesefer Maruk Tzia, the last line in Lamed Daled, Machmir dafilu ner shalem uletzarech mekoma aso letaltel she'ein olav shem kli klal deloy chazi lachila uletashmish. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that a lamp is going to be usher to metaltel because it doesn't have any tashmish on Shabbos. Presumably, this Rav Yaakov Emden is the exact same thing as the Aruch HaShulchan that we saw last week that says that a lamp is going to consider muktzah machas gufo because it doesn't have any tashmish at all. So I just want to point out that's another Mar Mokum like the Aruch HaShulchan. The only thing is that it's very interesting the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it. I'm just adding parenthetically. Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin it. He says that Maruk Tzia held this way. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is finally recognizing that even though he was mashma, that something that has no shimush on Shabbos isn't necessarily muktzah machmas gufa or muktzah machmas sarin kis. All the way at the end, he quotes that there is a maruk tzia who holds that way. The Mishnah Berurah does not quote Aruch HaShulchan's. But he does quote in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and so that's another reason to be machmir. We were noted more l'chumra for Rav Nevensal svara, for the Aruch HaShulchan svara. So even the Mishnah Berurah, who was a holdout on that question, ultimately he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden without paskening that way, writing it as a digest. Okay, now Rabosai, we're ready for the most nuanced part of our discussion today, and it begins with a Magen Avram. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Magen Avram two lines from the bottom on Kuf Vav. Kasar Magen Avram. And this Rebbe Zion is going to get to your Lamda Shishaila. And we're going to attack the Lamda Shishaila backwards. We're not going to attack it from the Gemara and the Rishonim. We'll tackle it through the Poskim, working backwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kasar Magen Avram. Kalim Hamuktzim Shinishburu B'Shabbos. If you have a kli that's muktzah on Shabbos, the Levushei Srad explains that we're talking about a kli that's muktzah machmas chisaron kis. You have a kli that you only use for a muktzah action. An example would be, let's say, the izemel. So that you had an izemel, or a sakin of a shochet would be even better. Sakin of a shochet that's large, and it broke on Shabbos. So now, my son would be excited, because now he could use it into three or four different pocket knives. So what's the halacha? It was muktzah before Shabbos, but now, assuming that the pocket knife is also used for Dvarim HaMutarim, is it going to be muktzah? So says the Magen Avraham, Shuv ein dikishinish. The kishenishbara shuvei makom shalasas ben tashrecher im kain achshav enu muktzim. Okay, gavna filu achi asurim mishum migul diskatzay ben ashmashos. So Mishnah Berurah says as follows: it started out as muktzah machmas chisaron kis. It then is broken, and now I want to know whether I could use it as a kli. The answer is no. Why no? Because migu diskatzoi ben hashmashos diskatzoi b'kuliyamo. It was muktzah on ben hashmashos. Okay. L'chura, you would have said that that's a pashta pshata psak. The rule of thumb is that if something was muktzah ben hashmashos, then it should be iskatzoi b'kuliyamo. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger strongly disagrees with the Magen Avraham. And it seems to me that to this day, the poskim have many nafkaminos that revolve around this machlokas Magen Avraham Rabbi Akiva Eger. I say it seems to me because usually the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is very, very clear. Over here, I find the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and almost all the poskim to be a little bit vague. So I want you to not take my word for it. I think it was Hilchos Muktzah. It's funny, I think it was Hilchos Muktzah. Rav Willig was saying a shir. This goes back, wow. This goes back 22 years ago or so. I was about your age. And the yeshiva was learning, the kolo was learning Shabbos. Rav Shechter's kolo was learning Shabbos. So Rav Willig gave a few chaburis during lunchtime on Hilchos Muktzah. So he had a mahalach and a tefillin. Tefillin is a fascinating sugya. I don't know if we're going to get to it. We should. And then he pounded on the desk after he finished the mahalach and he said, I don't want people just to hear what I have to say. I want you to challenge me. So I want you to challenge me on this. Tell me if you agree the way I'm presenting the sugya now. So if you take a look in the Magen Avraham appears the Sif Yutes, and Rabbi Akiva Eger in Dibra Maskel Umizei Yesh Lilmot says as follows. He says, L'niyaz daiti ein raya. I didn't tell you what the raya was, so we're going to leave the raya aside. D'hacha adayin ha-pesach omed l'hachsa beis tashmisho. Avol. We'll only start from Avol. Avol kli she-muktza machmas chisar and kis. If you have a kli that started out as muktza machmas chisar and kis, she-nishbar b'shabbis, that breaks on Shabbos, da'ata omed l'malacha acheres, lo ave muktza, then you don't apply migud iskatzai lebein hashmashos iskatzai lekule yom. It seems to me that the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Magen Avraham revolves around the following: something that is a rock on bein hashmashos for sure, even if it changes and it becomes roi lekach. Once it was muktzah on bein hashmashos, it's katzai lekulei yom. That's for sure. But how do you look at muktzah machmas chisaron kis? Is muktzah machmas chisaron kis like muktzah machmas gufa? And therefore, we say that just like midus katzai bein hashmashos on muktzah machmas chisaron kis, the same is going to apply for muktzah machmas atzmo, the same is going to apply muktzah machmas chisaron kis. Or Rabbi Akiva Eger says no. Muktzah machmas chisaron kis is not in the chayfetz. It's not in the chayfetz. It's just a question of what his das is. So if his das changes on Shabbos, so then in such a case, we don't say, migud iskatzoi bein hashmashos iskatzoi
lekuliyama. But then why am I not allowed
to... Wait, so. I'm sorry. We need to... If we're going to have back and forth now, then there are three more steps. Hafuch, the Avasa Torah I love. If we take a look, the Tehillah LeDavid extends what seems to me is the Shita of the Magen Avraham. Comes along the Tehillah LeDavid, and he points out that when it comes to Shivrei Kelim, the halacha is not this way. What do I mean? That if you have a kli that was ra'ui on Bein HaShemashos, but it breaks on Shabbos itself, that's also moksa, right? So he says that you have to say that when it comes to the rule of something that's moksa machmas gufo mamish, so there it doesn't. It's not dependent on migul diskatzai Bein HaShemashos. Something that was ra'ui to be a kli and then breaks on Shabbos is going to be moksa. Take a look in the Tehillah LeDavid, in your booklet, Os Tes. He says, V'tzarech ledas, da shivrei kelim shenishbru b'shabes ve'ein os and mei malacham, asur v'tilta ha'pein ha'shmashos. V'tzarech lomar d'davka dover shenishtanu gufo v'hashta lo chazi ha'min muktza. Something that started out on being Shabbos okay, and then becomes muktza machmas gufo legamri, so then the Tehillah LeDavid says, then the halacha would be, then it's going to become muktza. He then continues. First word on the line is va'ayin mashikasav. Aval heicha delo tali rak bedaito. Kivan shayye bedaito alea bein hashmashos. Mutter letalta la'af she be'emtza Shabbos isiyach daito menu. Val pi zen nire. Here the Tehillah LeDavid comes to with an important heter. Dekli shenase b'Shabbos muktza machmas chisar and kiss. So the Tehillah LeDavid says, what happens if you have the inverse of the Magen Avraham's case? You have an instance where the kli was ra'ui on Bein HaShemashos, and then you decide that you want to use it for merchandise. So Rabosa, you bought a set of dishes. And when it came, Shabbos came in, then you wanted to use, you decided you don't want to use those dishes for yourself, you're going to resell them. So that's going to be Omei L'Schora. If you change your mind again, says the Tehillah LeDavid, it's going to be Mutter. Because in the Chayfetz, it wasn't Muktza on Bein HaShemashos, it wasn't a full Muktza. So then your Das could change, your Das could affect. Your das could change the status of the item. Ad kan divrei ha-Tehillah LeDavid. It seems to me that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Perek Chaf, Os Ayin Ches, Ha'ora Ayin Ches, and it's photocopied for you over here, disagrees in a very lemaisa instance, and he himself, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, quotes the Tehillah LeDavid. If you read it carefully, it would seem to me that Rav Shlomo Zalman is going to go with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And that is, Rav Shlomo Zalman said the following: if you have something that Bein HaShemashos was Omeg L'Schora, and Rav Shlomo Zalman's case is much more lemaisa. You know where it you have it? People who have stores in their homes. People who sell things in their homes. So it could be, in theory, if it's a woman who sells women's clothing, then you know she decides that she's going to use that dress. That's not that common. But you know where you have it often? You'll have people who sell paperware and things that are mutter on Shabbos, that they often will go to their stock and take from their stock. So what happens if you have something that was designated the schora, and then you decide to use it on Shabbos itself? So says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that in such a case, since Rabbi Akiva Eiger is right, then not only do we say that, as the Tehillah LeDavid had said, that on Shabbos, if you set aside the schora, and it wasn't schora by Bein HaShemashos, it's going to be mutter. Even if it was schora on Bein HaShemashos, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger was mechalek between migul diskatzoi on something that's muktza machmas gufo versus a migul diskatzoi which was Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. And therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman Paskin, it seems to me, at first glance, against the Magen Avraham, but like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the rule of Migud Diskatzai Bein Hashmashos works as follows, that when it comes to something that's Muktzah Machmas Gufay or Rak, even if it changes on Shabbos itself, it's going to be Muktzah. If you have Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, that was Muktzah on Shabbos, it's going to be Muktzah. But what happens if it was Migud Diskatzai, it was Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis when it came on Friday night, and then you decided to use it? Since we don't have the rule of Migud Diskatzai Bein Hashmashos of Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, like we saw in the Shita of Rabbi Akiva Eger, where you had something that was Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis on Friday night, but then broke, and no longer are you interested in using it, the halacha was that it's not muktzah. So too, Reb Shlomo Zalman seems to paskin like that, Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Tila L'David seems to be closer to the Shita of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham holds that if something was Migud Diskatzai on muktzah machmas chisaron kis, then in such a case, it's going to be muktzah on Shabbos. However, if it wasn't Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis and Bein Hashmashos, and you decided on Shabbos itself you're going to use it for Schora, then if you change your mind again, then it's going to be Mutter. But not if it was Migud Diskatzai of Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis on Friday night.
Why does it switch the Asir when you're Omid L'Schora then?
Because Allah is, it's something that's Omid L'Schora is Muktzah. By definition, it's going to be Muktzah. So far, so good, Rabbosai. These are our hagdars of Migud Diskatzai Bein Hashmashos. So maybe let's do an overview and just summarize all the instances that we've discussed up until now to make sure that we have it clear. Anything that's Ro'u L'Melacha on Shabbos is not going to be Muktzah. And therefore, even if something started out as one type of kli and it breaks, if it could be used as another type of kli, it's not going to be muktzah. If it started out as a broken kli, even if it's going to change to a kli that's roi l'kach, it's also going to be muktzah, because of migud diskatzai bein hashmashos. If you have an item that was ro'ui to be a kli, but it wasn't the full kli, and you throw it out before Shabbos, then in such a case, that's going to be muktzah. That was the example that we had both in the Mishnah Berurah, as well as Halacha L'Maisa from Rav Yashin, that if you have disposable items that are thrown out before Shabbos, it's going to be Muktzah. What happens if you have disposable items that were thrown out on Shabbos itself? A Machlokas HaPoskim, we try very much to follow Rav Shlomo Zalman's Shita, but I can say I hear very much from Nissen Karelitz's Shita as well, to say that it's not Muktzah. I didn't get a chance to look at that quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Tov. What happens if you have Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis? So that's a little bit more of an interesting category. Here, when it comes to Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, of course, that's Muktzah. But what happens if it started out as Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, and then on Shabbos, it knows no longer? When will you have that? Well, in the earlier poskim, you have that in the case of Magen Avraham. Started out Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, it then broke, but it was Roi L'Melach HaCheres. Magen Avraham says, it's going to be Muktzah. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no. The only time we say Migud Diskatzai is where the chefetz itself, the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiva Eger are l'shitasam in a few places. Maybe I'll just delineate them for you quickly in a moment. That they argue about whether Migud Diskatzai Bein Hashmashos applies to Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis or not. And according to the Magen Avraham, once it was Muktzah Bein Hashmashos, even if it's going to be Roi L'Achakach, it's going to be Aser. However, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's going to be Mutter. The Tila L'David talks about when a person changes his mind and he wants to use something L'Schora, that started out L'Schora and decides that he wants to use it, he says it's Mutter only if it wasn't L'Schora on Bein Hashmashos. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was even more makeup. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that even if it was L'Schora on Bein Hashmashos, and he changes his mind, in such a case it's going to be Mutter. L'Chura, that's because Rav Shlomo Zalman followed the Shita of Rabbi Kiva Eger. All of this is my understanding of the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasas Hahara Ayin Ches. It's kedai to look up the other Magen Avrams. The Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiva Eger are l'shitasam in, let's see if I can find it quickly. in Sif Katan Nun Vav, Sif Magen Avram Sif Katan Nun Vav, and Rabbi Kiva Egar Lishitasim over there about that question. Okay, that is that the hardest topic of today, and that gives us a sense of how Migud Diskatzai works, Halacha L'maisa. A couple of relatively straightforward points from the Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura, all the way through Sif Yutes. There is an interesting question: how do you look at a button? A button that falls off, this comes up often, halacha l'maisa. How do you look at a button in terms of muktzah? Do you say that a button is going to be muktzah machnas gufa? Again, this is a great opportunity to review the rules that we just saw above. And that is, if you have something that is was a kli, but it broke on Shabbos. So if you have a button that falls off on Shabbos, so just because it was okay on Friday night itself, it could still become muktzah if the kli is not considered ra'ui lekach. So over here, if you take a look, let's start with Rav Neman Sal Shlita's Ha'ara. It's on page Kuvav. It's the third to last page in the booklet. He says the following: Aval kaftor shenafa bebegel yudoma afim daitel tofra achar Shabbos. Even if he always wanted it to stay after Shabbos, ho v'yevshel ishtamish bo kemo shehu. Since it has no purpose, v'yevshel lechabro belo tfira. Hareu muktzah kein shamati mirb Shlomo Zalman. This is what he heard from Shlomo Zalman. So Rav Nevesal seems to be emphasizing that what he heard from Shlomo Zalman was straight up that a button is going to be muktzah machmas gufo if it falls off on Shabbos, and for that matter, if it was sitting around, it's also going to be considered muktzah machmas gufo. However, that Rav Nevesal does point out, either he or the Talmud that was putting it together points out, that Rav Shlomo Zalman did leave a hava mina to be a little bit more makel when it comes to a button. Let's see if I have it here. Do I have it here? Do I have Perek Tes? Well, looks like I don't have it. I forgot to photocopy that. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Perek Tes, Tes Vav, excuse me, in Shmir Shabbos Kilos, Perek Tes Vav, Sif Samaches, says that it depends. It depends on the type of button. If it's a button that is interchangeable with other buttons, then it's a davar pashut that it's going to be muktzah machmas gufa, that the identity of the kli is lost. However, if it's a button that's unique to that garment, so and it's very hard to replace that button, he says there's room to say that that would be mutter. Why? And it would not be considered muktzah machmas gufa. Why? Because that would be similar to the case of the kisui akelim that fall off. A kisui akelim that fall off, they still have a purpose, and then they would not be considered. They would not be considered muktzah. At the end of the day, Rav Shlomo Zalman comes out that lechatchila one should be machmir. That's the way Rav Nevesal remembers it, and that's clearly how Rav Moshe paskins in Chelek Hey. If you take a look, that's photocopied in Chelek Hey, Simin Chaf Beis Os Chaf in the Igros Moshe. Sheila Kaftor Shenishma Me Beged in Mutar Taltla. Tshuva Kol Kaftorim Havelei Muksa. De Ein Aderech Bezman Azeh Lotzur Al Pitzluchus of the Kaftor. It's not the derech to use it again, and he disagrees with Shlomo Zalman, who says that's like the part of the kli that falls off. De Bedelas Islei LaHadelas Eze Tashmish. Achenim Yesho Eze Shtamshus Be Kaftor Az Lo Havelei Muksa. He says that even the parts of the kli that fall off, they have some type of tashmish. However, the kaftar doesn't have. So bottom line, halacha l'maisa, the minhag olam, it seems to me, is to be machmir, that a button is going to have a din muktzah machmas gufo. Rav Shlomo Zalman was mefalpel that if it is still connected to its original kli, it's associated with its original kli, so then maybe it's considered as something that has a purpose. That is one piece that doesn't jump out straight from learning the Mishnah Brura. Another interesting halacha is how to look at a watch that has stopped. What is the status of a watch that is not functioning anymore? It could very well be that all it needs is a battery change, but right now it was a kli, but the kli is not working. So there is a beautiful Ktzais HaShulchan. Ktzais HaShulchan, of course, is Rav Avram Chaim Noe. In Oz Gimel, he discusses carrying watches in general. If you go through all of Oz Gimel, it'll be a good chazara also on what we had discussed in terms of muktzah, machmas, kisar, and kis. But for our purposes, he says as follows: Inyan tiltul mora shos shikorin zayger, kasam eshambushi esh lahatir bikdorin shikorin toshin, avalagdorin shikorin vandod asla tiltul. He says the larger ones are aser. It seems to be that he assumes that it's muktzah, machmas, kisar, and kis. And then he says 5 lines in to the on page Yuches in the Badei HaShulchan, this is on the bottom of the Badei HaShulchan, he says Aval impasa kalichaso machmas eze kilkul mitzadei mincha Shabbos dahave muktza machmas gufo she'ein roi l'shum tashmish o dahave muktza chesaron kis v'asa v'tilto b'chol inyan. If it's stopped because of a kilkul, so then in such a case, the Tzos HaShulchan says, then it would be considered muktzah. If it's stopped due to a kilkul, then it's considered muktzah machmas gufo. I leave open the question, what happens if it's not because of a kilkul, but the reason it stopped was because the battery? Is that a kilkul? In other words, if the watch broke, so then in such a case, then that's going to be considered muktzah machmas gufo. But what happens if, so then it's mamish, it's until it's fixed, it's like a evan. But if it's just the watch has stopped because the battery ran out, would that be the same thing? There's room to say that it would be the same thing, or you would say that it would be different. I did see that the poskim differentiated not the case of a battery, but a winding watch. So I still remember my father may be well having a watch that winds up. So a winding watch, the poskim say, would not be muktzah. Machmas gufa. Why? Because in that case, even though you're not allowed, according to most poskim, you're not allowed to wind the watch on Shabbos, that would be tikkun mana. But it's not that the watch itself is mikulkal. It's not the pshat that the wine became mikulkal. When did the Tzos HaShulchan say it's a muktzah? When the watch is broken. But if all you have to do is wind it up, that's not enough to say that's muktzah machmas gufa. So here the shayla is. The watch, the answer to your question, we have to do a muktzah machmas iser. We got to get it in the next 3 shiurim. Something that's muktzah machmas iser is that the only purpose that you have with it is generally used for the iser. So then, but over here, you could wear the watch. That's why it would not qualify as muktzah machmas iser. Finally, let me just give you a little bit of lay of the land over here. In Si'ifim Yud. Tes Zayin in the Ramah, Yud Ches, and Yud Tes, you have examples of where there's an Iser Total not because of Muktzah. Do that on your own. Those are all examples of where there's an Iser Total where you might come Lidei Melacha. So for example, if you have a broken bench, so then in such a case, it's going to be Aser to be Metaltal because we're afraid that you're going to come to screw the leg back into the bench. So then there are a lot of details. If the leg is not there anymore, then in such a case, it's not going to be Aser because of the chash that you're going to screw it in. So if you take a look, you'll do that on your own. Tezayin, Yudches, Yutes are all chashos that you might come to Iser that are really not part of the Isurei Muktzah. One interesting Ha'ara is that they quote Rav Eliashiv in terms of muktzah on this halacha. And that is, what happens if you have glasses? This comes up often. Let's say you have one of the temple of the glasses is broken, so one of the side pieces are broken. So us cool people would rather stay home to be embarrassed and walk outside wearing the glasses that are missing one of its things. I would borrow Rav Ben Zion's contacts or something. But really, it is wearable, and we shouldn't be so self-conscious, but that's just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, or how we made ourselves. Either way, so the shaila here is, would the glasses be considered muktzah? So the Rav Eliashiv says as follows. There are 2 shailas. Number one, it's Sifim Yutes and Chaf. Over there, the halacha would, in Yutes and Chaf, there the halacha would be that we have chashos that you might come lidei melacha. So really, there's a little bit of a problem that if you're going to be metaltel this, you're going to want to fix it. And if it's easily fixable, so then in such a case, it would be choshesh, particularly if a screw fell out. We should be choshesh that he's going to want to fix it. and therefore it should be usher. However, Rabbi Yashin says, since at the end of the day, the chashash is only an iser d'rabbanan to fix the glasses, it's not going to be an iser d'araisa, that's his hanacha, and B, this I'm quoting from the Dirshu, 94, and B, when it comes to the glasses themselves, the glasses are functional, therefore the halacha is that it's not going to be muktzah. So bottom line is, the glasses that are broken, that are functional, but are nerdy to wear for whatever reason, are not going to be considered muktzah. Exactly. They would not be considered muktzah. And Rabbi Yoshua starts the discussion in terms of the chashash, that you might come lidei malacha. Bottom line is that it's as long as it's functional. However, what happens if you have glasses that are not functional at all? Then in such a case, it would be muktzah. We learn the halacha that if you have the lens that pops out, in many instances, it depends on how easy it is to put the lens back in. So when we spoke about Binyan Bikalim, we had a discussion of different ways that glasses are broken, when it's mutter to put it back and when it would not be mutter to put back. So if the case, it would seem to me that a glasses where you have one of the lenses are popped out, so then in such a case that the glasses are not wearable. For Moshe Dayan, it would be wearable. For everybody else, it wouldn't be wearable. So then in such a case, that would be batla daito, and the glasses would be muktza lahalacha. So it really depends on whether it's usable or not. Yes, Rav Shach?
I was just going to say, the fact that it's functional, mm-hmm. does that make it not muktza in and of itself, or that makes it less likely that you're going to want to fix it?
No, I think it's the Rabbi Yosha is talking about two shiles. Number one, you see all these isur tiltil midrabban, and we're afraid you're going to come to fix it. So definitely the guy's going to have a yetzar to fix it. He says, since the at worst, if he fixes it, it's going to be dirabbanan. So all the other xeros remain in case that we're afraid he's going to do an isur daraisa. So therefore, it would not have that chash. And then in terms of mukta itself, it's a functional glasses, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Rabosai, will stop over here. Mirtza Hashem, our game plan is as follows. On Thursday, we're going to do Yichud Kalim. We haven't spoke about being miyached something from going from Muktzah Machmas Gufo to be considered a Kli. We need to do those halachas. And we must do the halachas of Graf Shalri'i. That also appears in the end of Shin Ches. So Mirtza Hashem on Thursday will finish up Shin Ches. And then we have to go to halachos of Basis and Muktzah Machmas Yisrael. With Siyata Deshmaya, we will have done the basics on Hilchos Muktzah and the basics of the Sugya. If anybody could think of anything else that I've left out, please let me know. And I guess then all we need is three shiurim. So Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Bahat, or Abha, and then we should be done with Muktzah right before we'll be able to Messiah Muktzah with Shavuos, and we'll have Chazara for a week, and the Kolol unfortunately already ends that week, right? Already after Shavuos. So we'll have Chazara for a week. I'm also leaving Thursday, two Shabbos in two different shuls, so I'll try to have the Bechina as well before I leave.